You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
And thirst after righteousness, because guess what? I know who my righteousness is. I know, hallelujah, who's supplying me with all the righteousness that I need. I won't hunger and thirst for righteousness.
That's right.
Because I'm memorizing. Reading, studying, meditating, and memorizing who righteousness is. That is the Lord, the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Conflict arises when we tend not to express ourselves clearly. Have you ever sat and listened to a message, and when you left, you were more confused than you were when you first came in? That's conflict in your mind. That means that your mind is trying to figure out what is warring between what's right and what you thought was right, or what you knew was right and what now somebody else is telling you is right. Therefore, now there is conflict starting to happen within your mind. Amen. Let me tell you something. You can't serve two gods.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to either love one and hate the other.
Right.
You can't serve two masters.
Right.
You are not going to be hot. You're going to either be hot or you're going to be cold. But you're not going to be lukewarm. Therefore, God says, I'm not going to have you messed up in your mind, because a double-minded man is what? He's unstable in all his ways. He doesn't know, hallelujah, how to trust the Lord with all thine heart, with all thy understanding. He doesn't know how to trust the Lord, hallelujah, to show him the plans. He does not know the Lord. A double-minded man, unstable. That means he's wicked, twisted in his mind, unstable. He can be the world one day, and he can be with Jesus the next day. He can do it both ways. Hallelujah. He can call upon the Lord on one day and the next day not even understand who the Lord is.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Jacked up. Come on.
That's why we miscommunicate with others, for the same reason. Because we messed up. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about the people on TV.
We get messed up sometimes. Come on, sister.
We get messed up and think that we can lead somebody else into the green pastures. No, I'm talking about us. Because J-E-S-U-S. It says J-E-S-U-S, not I.
Okay, come on.
Not I, it's us.
Yes, come on. That's right.
It's us. Those of us who's walking, saying, and proclaiming that we know who Jesus is. We know who, there's still much more to know.
Amen.
There is still much more to know. There is not, every revelation has not been revealed unto no man. Because then you'll count yourself as equal. Come on. There are mysteries that are still got to be revealed. Hallelujah. I don't care how many thought theology classes and schools that you've been to. I don't care how many times you've led people to Christ. I don't care how many times you've called upon the Lord and had to be saved. You still got some revelation that needs to be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know more.
That's right.
We know more.
We stay in trouble, man. Glory. Yes, Lord.
We know more sometimes than we're willing to reveal, though. Let me clarify that. See, I don't want no misunderstanding, no miscommunication about what I said. We know more sometimes than we're willing to reveal. You see people coming up in here acting a clown, and then you won't say nothing to sit them down. You can see people walking up in here speaking against the God that you serve. His name is what?
Jesus.
Because if they start talking about God, you need to get an understanding about who they really talking about. Because how many know that there's a whole lot of gods out there that can be served? So we got to get a clear understanding about who they talking about when they say my God. Who is your God? Are you serving the same God that I'm serving? Because my God named Jesus. What is your God name? So there has to be a clear understanding. People coming up here proclaiming that their God is the holy God. Their God is the righteous God. Their God is this. Their God is that. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Elijah made a mockery, didn't he? He said, let me tell you something. Call upon him. Call him. Let's see how long it's going to take. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's indisposed. Maybe he's busy. Maybe something's wrong. What is it? Why hasn't he come to see about you yet? Because you keep calling up on it. I'm going to give you a little bit more time like Pastor Pam gave me. I'm going to give you a little bit more time to call up on your God. I just want to see how fast he's going to come and see about you. See, that was a misunderstanding about what God was the true God. What God was the living God. What God was the saving God. But see, we can put an end to all of that. Because you come up in here calling up on all kinds of gods, you got to go. Because in here we serve the one true and living God. His name is what?
Jesus.
Amen. You better call him like you know him, like Pastor Pam said. His name is what?
Jesus.
His name is what?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, don't get me wrong. Now, revelation can be used to communicate. Because a lot of y'all so deep and revelatory. Sometimes y'all be speaking that stuff and I be like this. I have to go home because you got to memorize what they're saying. So that's why you need a pen and paper. You have to write down what they be saying so you can go home and meditate up on it, read it and search it out and figure out what they're trying to say. Because sometimes I be like this, deer in the headlights. I don't know what in the world. And then I go home and I search the scriptures. That's what it tells us, search the scriptures. So I pull it apart and I'm like, that's what you were saying. You were telling me the whole time that I was unholy. But because it's so hard for us to accept anything wrong about ourselves. Come on, talk about it.
Self-righteousness.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
We don't want to receive if there's anything wrong about me. Oh, no, not me. See, I got it all together. I serve the Lord with gladness. I know ye that the Lord, he is God. I know that it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his. I'm entering into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. I'm doing everything right. You're self-righteous. You're self-righteous. You're stubborn. You're stiff-necked. You got malice and hatred in your heart. And you're still trying to tell me that you got it all together.
Come on now.
My Lord.
high. Woo! Woo is right.
Bam!
God said,
"Your surgery. Put him on the operating table."
With an exclamation point.
I think Hurricane is here today.
Needed. It's needed.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
That's what I'm talking about.
The only way I'm gonna fix it. I'm doing surgery right now.
Amen.
The only way you are going to understand who you are is if you accept who you are. They say the first sign or step to being delivered is accepting that you got a problem. The first step to recovery is accepting that I got a problem. I can't be delivered if I think that I got it all right. Everything's right with me.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with me. And I'm looking at you going, you don't see how messed up you are? Because everybody else can see it. I can't see how messed up I am, but I can see how messed up everybody else is. What is that called?
Self-righteous.
Pride.
Okay.
And it comes before a fall.
Don't break your neck.
Boom.
Pride. Oh, my God.
We now see, we got to understand something. We now got the Holy Spirit with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Holy Spirit reveals things to us to give us a surety about who God is and what God is able to do in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
It gives us, y'all going to say, I ain't give y'all no scripture. I'll give it to y'all later. I'll give y'all a whole lot of scriptures
you're
to go home,
book,
meditate on. And do what thus said the Lord with him, amen. I don't want to miscommunicate with anybody, amen. So the Holy Spirit has been left here as not just as a comforter. See, that's the problem. We feel like, oh, if I cry hard enough, if I weep before the Lord, then the Holy Spirit is here, it's gonna comfort me. If people hurt my feelings, then the comforter is here. He's going to comfort me. But what about when you hurt somebody's feelings?
Crocodile tears.
Huh?
Crocodile tears.
The Holy Spirit says that I will lead you and guide you until all truth. That means he's going to show me who I really am.
That's right.
That means he's going to give me a revelation on my surety. See, when I say surety, that's like a bond. He's going to give me a revelation on my surety, on my bond. Who is my bond supposed to be with? Jesus. I'm supposed to have a bond with Christ. I'm supposed to bond with Christ Jesus. I'm supposed to bond with him so that he can give revelation to the Holy. And the Holy Spirit reveals to me. You know, we try to bypass the Holy Spirit most of the time. You know why? Because we don't want him revealing to us that we messed up.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to hear it. I'm going to bypass the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to go straight to Jesus. If Jesus ain't doing it fast enough, I'm going straight to God. See, it got to hit me first before it hit anybody else. It's got to hit me first, and I sure accept it. I'm going to tell you right now why. Because I want to be prosperous. Even as my soul prospers.
Yes, yes.
I know that I can't be prosperous messed up. If a tree is planted in your garden and it gets a bacteria or an algae, it doesn't grow well.
That's right.
When you messed up and got stuff on the inside of you that is carrying junk or carrying bacteria or carrying sin, I'm just going to call it what it is.
That's right.
You don't grow. Your growth is stagnated. You either stay stagnant or you die.
That's right.
Walking dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ain't never lied.
I ain't gonna agree with that.
Yeah.
Because I remember that time when my husband asked me, did you buy these new shoes? Mm-mm. See on the bottom? I had went out there on the sidewalk and scratched those babies up. Nope, not new. I've worn these before. Never had put them babies on my feet. Did you buy some more pillows? No, they've been in the closet. Yeah, they've been in the closet like 10 minutes. See, I just don't tell the amount of time they've been in the closet. Been in the closet 10 minutes, been in the closet. See, half truth is a lie. Half truth is a lie. God says, I want the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me.
God. Jesus.
We expect others to understand what we are saying. All the women in here now going, oh Lord, I done did that one. I done showed up did that one. Mother Linda may not be shoes, but I know it's them art supplies. Oh no, baby. We had these art supplies in the house for a long time. David, I need you to come over and help me move this stuff. Well, Mom, where did you get all this stuff? Oh, David, I've had this stuff.
Lord, forgive me for exposing this.
You sure did it. It's your fault.
Blame me, Lord.
So we expect others to understand what we're saying. Most of the time, and we ain't saying nothing. Amen. We expect them to read our body language. Read our silent lips. We want them to read between the lines. Read my, don't, didn't you see my facial expression? I do it with my husband every day, almost. I'm being transparent. Y'all know I gotta be transparent. I do it with my husband every day. No lie. I go in there and I take a shower in the morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna reserve some of those showers now. I take a shower in the morning, I get out of the shower, I come back and sit on the bed, and he looks at me and go, you ready to pray? And I look back at him like, what you think? I just came in here and sat back on the bed. What you think I'm ready to do? Of course I'm ready to pray. This is our prayer time. Let's pray. But I expect him to know that because I've had my shower and I've come back and sat on the bed, it's time to pray. Well, I've never expressed that to him. But I expect him to understand what I'm saying when I'm not saying anything. Stop expecting your spouses, your children, your loved ones, everybody around you to understand what you're saying when you're not saying anything. Open up your mouth and say something. We tell our children all the time, use your words. Well, we as adults need to learn to use our words and not our body language and our facial expressions.
Jesus. That's right.
Pastor Pam was doing praise and worship, and she said, the enemy don't know when you moan what you're saying. But guess who does? Jesus understands every moan and every groan that comes out of you. All you got to do is express yourself with words. Amen. With moaning and groanings. Speaking your prayer language. Open up your mouth and say something. When the devil is riding your coattail, you gotta open up your mouth and say something to get that joker away from you. I understand that where the presence of the Lord is, he won't stay. Amen. The devil ain't gonna stay where you're giving God glory, amen, where you're giving God praise, amen, where you're magnifying the King of Kings and you calling him Lord of Lords. The enemy not going to stay around because see, he wants you to give him glory. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to talk about your problems and how bad things are going. And he gets glory out of that.
Yes, Lord.
But we got to learn to touch the hem of his garment, just the hem of his garment. We got to pull some virtue out of the Lord. We got to understand it until we start pulling virtue out of the Lord, when it come tough times, we get tougher. Amen. Tough times produce tough people. Yes. See, my children don't know what it's like to go through tough times. I don't even know what it's like. And I've had them. But I can honestly say my children don't know what it's like to go through tough times. They grew up in the nicest neighborhoods. They wore the nicest clothes, even though they had to get them off the clearance rack because their mama cheap. They drove cars in high school. I'm just telling you, they don't know what it's like. So this is what happens, though. We raise a society that is entitled. Privileged. That's what we become sometimes. We let our titles.
Hallelujah.
We let our titles make us feel entitled. We let our titles make us feel like Jesus, God gonna do it for me because of my my title. Huh. I'm putting a huh behind it. Because, see, that's a whole preach all by itself. I can't let my title make me feel entitled. I can't let my title make everybody else feel inferior. And I walk in the room thinking I'm superior to everything and everybody. No. God says, I have no respect to other persons. You better let me. No misunderstanding, so I gotta communicate this clearly. There is a respect that goes along with respect.
That's right.
There is a respect that goes along with respect.
That's right.
I respect you in the place that you're in. I expect you to respect me in the place. It's called a mutual thing. It's a mutual thing. Not because I'm Dr. Teresa Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson, not that I am Mother Teresa, whatever y'all want to call me, not that I'm just Teresa, because see, I think my name is, you know, I always say I'm his favorite. Don't you say a word.
Caught him before he could.
I did, because I like to say I'm his favorite, and he like to tell me, well, I'm his chosen. I said, there we go again, knocking me off the chessboard. But we can't allow ourselves to feel entitled. And people around us feel inferior when we walk into a room. If they're going to feel inferior, provoke them to jealousy of anything else. Provoke them to jealousy, the jealousy of the Lord upon your life, the glory of God upon your life. But no, not to make them feel small. Not to make them feel petty or little. Because you know what? You can kill somebody in their little. I'm going to clear that up too. You can kill somebody in their little. You come in treating this person like they are inferior and you're superior. They don't know Jesus Christ yet as Lord and Savior. And they look and say, I will never be going back. Because if that's how church people gonna treat me, I may as well stay in the world. Mm-hmm. You can kill them.
That's right.
Come on.
That's why we gotta monitor what we say, how we say, what we do, how we do, when we do it, where we do it. See, all of that, how, when, where, what, and stuff that the teachers taught us when we was in school. See, that's we thought that stuff wasn't important, but it is. Because it carries over into the body of Christ. How, when, what, where, when, why. See, we got to be very careful. We can't express ourselves everywhere to everybody when we want to. We got to learn to bridle our tongue and hold our peace on a lot of things. We got to learn to know when to speak and when to just shut up.
Yeah, that's right.
Shut up, anointing.
But see, when you speak, the word of God tells you something. We must speak with thought. Though it be with boldness, you may speak boldly because people tell me all the time, oh, I thought you were mad. No, I'm not mad. Somebody just came to my door to deliver something the other day and said, well, the workers at my store said that you called and you were upset. I was like, no, I wasn't upset. But I speak, when I'm speaking with my business voice, I speak very authoritatively. And you got to learn to do so. On a lot of occasions, you got to know when and where to do it, though. So he says, well, I kind of figured you weren't upset, but, you know, he had spoken to me earlier that day already. No, I was not upset, but I expected what I needed to be delivered, and I just wanted to make sure it was going to be delivered on the day it said it was going to be delivered. Amen? So I was like, no, but so we must speak with thought. And even though it's with boldness, it must be thoughtful.
That's right.
Wise are your words. They can cut like a knife if they're not wise words. Proverbs 12 and 18 tells us that. Your words will cut like a knife if they're not wise words. We got to be deliberate in what we say, what we do, how we do, when we do, what we do. If not, our words will be lost in translation. I didn't even know what you meant. Most of the time they're looking at you shaking their head going, I didn't know that's what you meant. I didn't know that I was supposed to, because I didn't understand what you said. We walk around with hurt most of the time, and I'm gonna talk about us married folk in the house.
Forget bitterness.
We walk around angry, bitter, because we are expecting our mate to know what we're saying to them with our facial expressions. Okay, I'm putting y'all on the timeout, bitch. Bishop, I'm gonna move you to the other side of the classroom. I'm gonna move him to the other side of the classroom. See, we have our moments even in our households where things get lost in translation.
Yes, it just did.
Things get lost in translation. That is why it's better to speak a thing wisely.
Yes.
Then let your body language speak it. You know, how many know that even when we are texting, typing on the computer, sending messages, however we do with this social media stuff and all this, you gotta be careful what you're putting on social media these days and how you're putting it. Because let me tell you something.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. and pick up your copy today.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sound.